Welcome to Set the Net, a show about food, recipes, and life in Bristol Bay. I'm your host, Susie Jenkins Brito, and this week we're talking epic sandwiches. I had big dreams about talking about smelt or char or even citrus, since it is the season, and I was fortunate enough to have a few slices of a grapefruit brought back from New Mexico last week, and I swooned at the thought of creating something amazing with them, but I haven't been able to get my hands on anything fresh yet. And with an upcoming trip to Anchorage just a few days away from my recording of this story, I will have to stay my dreams until my return. No smelt have been lighting up nets up in Eliknagik just yet, and while my daughter has been asking to go jigging nonstop recently, it's been so cold I hesitate to take her out. So perhaps the next show. For now, I digress. Back to sandwiches. Sandwiches so good, you dream about making them again. Myself, I am partial to a perfect grilled cheese. To me, that's thick, crusty French bread, slathered in butter. Always butter for toasted sandwiches, never mayo. Thick sliced Havarti, the perfect mild, gooey cheese for melting. A swipe of brown mustard, and maybe some caramelized onions if I'm feeling extra fancy. Another sandwich that's often in rotation in our house is a salmon melt. Much like its tuna brethren, we top it with some cheddar cheese and make up a salmon salad for a toasted and melted up quick hearty lunch on the run. But for the really knock your socks off sandwich, the one that demands company and sharing, I recommend trying out my Bristol Bay pan bagna recipe. This sandwich is as delicious as it is pretty, filled with Bristol Bay catches, bold, simple flavors, and fresh market goodies. Canned salmon and deckhand seafood smoked herring are the flavor base on a crusty baguette. Traditionally, this Niçoise salad sandwich features anchovies and tuna, but in Bristol Bay, where jarred salmon lines my pantry shelves and smoked herring is a treat to be savored, this version tastes like French cuisine come home. The key to making it something special is using good quality ingredients, especially the bread, mustard, and fish. And salmon is what Bristol Bay is known for when it comes to the commercial catch. But beyond that, we have a large herring fishery, a small boat CDQ longline halibut fleet, as well as many offshore large boat fleets targeting cod and pollock. Herring, namely Togiak herring, come inshore to spawn each spring, and while that fishery is prosecuted right outside our doorstep, accessing it is nearly impossible for the average Bristol Bay resident. This fishery is targeting herring for their roe, which is bound for Japanese markets with the meat as only an afterthought, but not by Deccan Seafoods, whose small batch smoking and canning of this underrated fish is hoping to put Togiak herring on the map, or at least on your plate. Warner Liu, who by day is our commercial salmon fishery fleet manager, in his off time is Deccan Seafood's owner and operator, and this past summer he gave me a few cans of his herring while in town, and I had been scheming since then regarding the best way to employ them. These sandwiches could not have been better served. Now, don't panic if you don't have a line on this smoked herring. Canned anchovies would be a tasty replacement, but if you're in Seattle, you can find it in a few small shops and restaurants, or you can look them up on Facebook. The result is a glorious sandwich, something to be enjoyed with friends. This spring, I intend to try to find some herring myself and give smoking and canning it a whirl. To make a Bristol Bay salmon smoked herring pan bagna, you'll need 1 16 to 8 inch baguette cut lengthwise. I usually make my own using a sheaf of wheat bread recipe that you can find on Set the Net website, but without the fancy shaping. When I'm in Anchorage, I never pass up the option for a loaf from the Fire Island Bake Shop, which is located on 14th Avenue near the Nusagaya City Market. You'll also need 1 pint jar or can of good quality salmon, preferably caught wild here in Bristol Bay, a 2-ounce can of Deccan Seafood smoked herring, 2 large handfuls of baby spinach, 1/2 cup of sun-dried tomatoes, 1/2 red onion, sliced thin, somewhere around 16 to 18 fresh basil leaves, 1 cup of Kalamata olives, pitted and halved, 4 hard-boiled eggs, peeled and sliced thin, One large heirloom tomato, if in season. Otherwise, a beefsteak tomato will do just fine. Also sliced thin. Some stone ground mustard. Enough for spreading on both halves of your baguette. Fresh ground pepper and flaked sea salt. To make this sandwich, you'll drain your salmon and herring cans of their excess oil and flake lightly with a fork while you assemble your other ingredients. Then split your baguette lengthwise and generously spread both sides with mustard. On the bottom half, spread out your spinach, top next with the salmon and herring, and proceed there, layering on the rest of your ingredients with the hard-boiled eggs and fresh tomatoes last. Finish with some salt and pepper to taste. Now, I know the photographed sandwich that's up on the KDLG website lacks the hard-boiled eggs. By the time I realized it, I had already started in on mine, so you'll just have to forgive me for skimping you on that photo glory and make the sandwich yourself. If you do not have plans to eat your pan bagna right away, refrain from putting the fresh tomato on until just before serving to prevent it from becoming soggy. Also, don't cut your sandwich until serving time, as your greens will brown rapidly once cut. To keep, tightly wrap the sandwich in plastic wrap and store in the fridge for up to 24 hours. This has been Set the Net, a food-filled show from Bristol Bay. Join me again February 15th for another episode of Set the Net. And until then, you can look me up at setthenet.com or on kdlg.org. I also encourage you to send your own recipes, tips, stories, or questions to me at setthenet@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you.